Praise the Lord. God is here in a mighty way tonight. Amen. Just be ready to receive what he has for you tonight, because he's in our midst. Amen. And I already felt like you need to believe this week for a financial blessing. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The title of my message tonight is You Reign. Amen. And we know that God reigns, and because he reigns, we reign here on earth. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Let's turn in our Bibles to Romans chapter 5. Amen. And verse 17, Romans 5 and 17 says, "For if by one man's offense death reigned by one, much more they which receive abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one, Jesus Christ." Amen. So if you are born again tonight, you have received the abundance of grace, and you have received the gift of righteousness. That means you qualify. You reign in this life by Jesus Christ because of who he is and because of what he has done in your life, what he has done for you. That means you have the right, you have the promise to reign here in this life. Amen. That's good news tonight, isn't it? Praise God. And let's turn to Genesis chapter 1 and verse 26. Amen. Genesis 1 and 26 says, "And God said," this is what God said, amen, "and God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth." That's a whole lot, isn't it? Yes. "Over the whole earth." Yes. Glory to God. "And over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth." Praise the Lord. So God's plan and his will is that we reign in life. Praise God. That's what he wants for us tonight. Amen. Well, you might not feel like you reign. You might not feel like you're reigning tonight, but we are on our way. Amen. Hallelujah. We're pressing for the mark. Hallelujah. We're looking forward, and we are growing. We are learning, and we are growing each and every day. Amen. So the word reign, I wanted to tell you just a couple of little definitions of the word reign. I told Pastor on the way out the door what my title was tonight, and I said, I didn't have a title. And I'm going out to the car, and I said, I don't have a title. And I always text Ish and Chrissy the title of the message. And he's like, "Well, what is it about?" I said, "It's about rain." And he says, "Oh, no, we've had enough of that." I said, "No, not that kind of rain." Yeah, we have definitely had that. We're not going to preach on rain. But we're preaching on R-E-I-G-N. Amen. So the word reign means royal rule. That's who you are tonight, amen. Hallelujah. Or authority. To dominate. To have control or rule. Amen. So God wants you to have rule or dominance here on earth in every area of your life. Amen. Now the enemy doesn't want you to know that tonight. He wants you to think that he's got rule, but he doesn't have rule over you, amen, because you're born again tonight. You have royal blood flowing through your veins tonight, amen. Glory to God, that's who you are. God wants you to reign in your spiritual life. Glory to God, he wants you to reign in your physical life. He wants you to reign in your soul, your spirit. Your soul is your mind, will, and emotions. He wants us to reign in every area. God wants you to reign in your finances. Amen. I might say that one again. God wants you to reign in your finances. Amen. So this week, we're going to believe for our promise that we got tonight, our word that we got tonight, that we are going to receive a financial blessing. Amen. Praise God. God wants you to reign or have rule over your circumstances. He doesn't want your circumstances to have reign over you. Amen. Glory to God. Well, how do we do that? That's the $6 million question tonight. Amen. And that's so easy, I'm going to let Ish come up here and explain it to you. That's just a little joke me and Pastor and Ish have. Amen. Now, it backfired on him. But how do we rule and reign in life? One thing is that we have to believe that God is bigger than our situation. He's bigger than our circumstances. Amen? We have to get it in our heart. Get it in our spirit, man. Amen? You know, when you hear the word just one time, it doesn't get down in your spirit. It may sound really good up here, and you say, "Woo, glory to God, that's for me." But you've got to get it and hear it and hear it and hear it and focus on it and meditate on it and hear the Word of God over and over and over until it gets down in your spirit, man. And then when it's down in your spirit, man, then the enemy can't steal it from you. Man can't take it away from you, amen? And number two is we have to believe that the Word of God is greater than our circumstances. The Word of God is greater than our circumstances. Amen? For example, if you get a bad report from the doctor, we've got to know that God is bigger than that report. Amen? We've got to get it down in our knower, as we might call it. That's down in our spirit. We know that God is bigger than whatever that report is. And we have to know that God's word is greater than what man says. We're not denying what they say. It might be true. We might be attacked in whatever area that they're saying that has come against us. But we're saying that it doesn't have a right to stay in our bodies. Amen. We have rule over that. And so we have to take our authority or take that rule or rule over that. We have to take dominion. Amen. If you're attacked in your finances, same thing. You've got to know that God is bigger than that need. Amen. And you've got to know that God's word is greater than that need. Amen. God's word overrules and overrides our circumstances. Praise God. So, very important to know that God's bigger, to know that God is greater. And number three, we need to get knowledge. Because having knowledge gives you power. Amen. Amen. Hosea 4:6 says, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge." See, the enemy comes against us in our bodies, and if we don't have knowledge of what the Word of God says, then we're destroyed because of that lack of knowledge. See, if we are attacked in our finances, I'm just using those two things right now. If we're attacked in our finances and we don't know that God took our poverty that we can be rich, then we'll just say, well, that's just the way it is, because we lack knowledge in that area. So that's why the Word of God says, study to show yourselves approved. Amen. Get wisdom and get knowledge. So we have to have knowledge of what the Word of God says. Praise God. We have to have knowledge of what the Bible says belongs to us, so we can reign over whatever situation comes against us. And we have to have knowledge of who the Bible says we are, so we will have confidence. See, we can go boldly to the throne of grace. See, we got to know that we can do that. We've got to know who we are in Christ Jesus. We've got to know that we reign with Him. Amen. As kings and priests. And that we have rule over this life. Amen. We have rule over our circumstances. See, the enemy comes against us. He'll just come with a little suggestion. And we just, a lot of times, just open the door to that. And we'll say, ooh, I'm afraid such and such is going to happen. I'm afraid this is going to happen. Or I have this little symptom in my body. And the devil will tell you the worst scenario of what's going on in your body. Amen? Your little toe might have a little pain. And before you know it, you're dead from that toe pain. It's the truth. So the next thing is understand confession. Let your confession or your words line up with what God's word says. Amos 3:3 says, can two walk together except they be agreed? So we want our words to agree with what God's word says. How can we expect God to move on our behalf if we're praying for the Lord to help us in a certain situation, but we're confessing or talking about how fearful we are about the situation? Or we start talking about, you know, Aunt Susie had this same situation, and it was so awful, and it was just disastrous, and, you know, Aunt Susie just went crazy and until it just finally killed her. But God, I know you're going to heal me. Bless His holy name. It's the truth. You know it's the truth. Amen. So allow your words, your conversations to line up with the Word of God. When you go to the Lord in prayer about your circumstance, start speaking the Word. No matter, you know, you might be scared to death in your situation. They might be knocking on your door, wanting to take your car. Your knees might be shaking. You might be trembling. But when you get through, you shut that door and you get the word and you start confessing what God's word says, amen. You start confessing who your God is and what God says belongs to you, amen. Hallelujah. And all the promises of God are yea and amen. Glory to God. The doctor gives you a bad report. You might be shaking. Your knees might be shaking. But you got to go back to the Word. Amen. It might be a pitiful little sound coming out of your voice. By Jesus' stripes. I am healed. You just keep on saying it. Just keep on saying it. And keep on saying it. Amen. Keep on saying it. You're agreeing with the Word of God. Hallelujah. You're not looking at how big your circumstances are. You're looking at how big your God is. Amen. Hallelujah. The greater one, hallelujah, is on your side. God's Word is quick and powerful. It's sharp, amen. Use it as a sword against the enemy. When the enemy bombards your mind, use the sword of the Word against him. He doesn't like the Word. Jesus even used it. It is written. It is written. It is written. And the enemy had to go. He had to go. Amen. So we need to stay firm on our confession. See, we get excited, right? You know, when we get around all of our powerful friends that are agreeing the Word of God over us, but then we get in the bed at night and we're like, oh God, what was I thinking? I better do this and I better do that. See, we start working it out. Start thinking it out, reasoning it out. Amen. Yes, God may lead you to do certain things. I'm going to throw a bomb right here. And I have to receive it for myself. God may speak to us to change what we're eating. He might tell us, you need to leave that off. You need to eat this certain way over here. And what he tells for one to eat doesn't mean it's for everybody. So don't put your thing on somebody else. Amen. Glory to God. Pastor knows how that feels. One time I was up here preaching, most of y'all probably were here, and I don't even remember what I was teaching on, but all of a sudden I said, I need to go on a diet, and me and Pastor was going on it together, and he's like, oh God, don't we want to do that? If we got to suffer, we want them to suffer too. Amen. Another bombshell. Are y'all ready? Are you buckled in? God might tell you another way of doing your finances. Amen. Sometimes it hurts. Amen. But it's for your good. It's for our good. Amen. Because we're praying for God to work it out. Praying for God to show us what to do. Amen. So when he tells us what to do, we need to be obedient. We need to obey. Amen. So get in your knower tonight. Get it down in your knower. Amen. That God's bigger than your circumstance. We've all gotten a bad report from the doctor. I don't think there's one person in here, including me and Pastor, that hasn't gotten a bad report from the doctor at one time or another. All of us have been attacked in our finances, but we all have to do the same thing. Amen. Know that your God is bigger than your circumstances. Know that the Word of God is greater than your circumstances. Amen. Get it down in your heart. And speak God's word. Speak, agree with him. Get on his side. See, that's what he's wanting. Get on his side. I'd lot rather get on his side than I would the devil's side. Amen. Hallelujah. Greater is He. Greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. Greater is God on the inside of you than that doctor that has given you the bad report. And even if you have to go to surgery, or even if you have to take certain things, or even if you have to go through some kind of test or whatever it is that you might have to do, your God is the one that's going to bring you through. Amen. Hallelujah. That doctor wouldn't know anything if God hadn't given him the ability to even learn it. So you pray before you do anything. Amen. That the doctor will be led by the Spirit of God. Yes, God can do that. And He will. That He'll know the right thing for you to do, the right thing for you to take. Amen. Amen. I know when Benjamin was born, he was born with some physical issues. And here, Pastor and I, you know, he was premature. He weighed 3 pounds and 10 ounces. And he looked like he was like a foot-long hot dog. He was 12 inches long and 3 pounds and 10 ounces. But then he had these physical problems, and I was in the hospital, and I'd had him cesarean because he was premature, and they had to fly him to Birmingham. And here I was in the hospital, and I couldn't go anywhere for at least 6 weeks. And pastors working this job where they don't just give you off work for nothing. Glory to God. Bless them, Lord. So every day, pastors going back and forth. He'd get off work. He'd have to be at work early. Early, I'm talking about. Early in the morning. I'm not talking 7, 6, 5. Early in the morning. He'd get off work, he'd go straight to Birmingham, be with Benjamin, this little peanut. But Mama couldn't be there. Right. This went on for quite a long time. But they said Benjamin had to have surgery. And you're looking at this little tiny baby, and so pitiful, you know, so fragile. Looking, and that baby's got to go through surgery, and it was a serious surgery. I think they said it was going to be like a 6-hour surgery, but it ended up being even longer than that. But Pastor and I were scared. I'll just be flat out straight honest with you. We were scared. We were praying, asking God, you know, to be with him, to bring him out of all of this. But we had that fear had gripped us. You know, fear will grip you. It will. But God has an easy solution to everything. We read one little sentence in a book. Or was it on a tape? It was Kenneth Hagin's grandson or son had to go through surgery. And I don't remember what was wrong with him. Okay, it was his grandson because his father was saying how fearful he was. But then he went through this surgery and God brought him through miraculously. Well, one little sentence in there said, "Don't be afraid of surgery." And that jumped out. It grabbed us. We're like, yes, we knew that was a word directly to us from God. God can use the least little thing to speak to your heart and change everything. Amen. So we're like, yes, he can have this surgery. It's going to be all right. He's going to come through this with flying colors. And yes, God brought him out, as you know. Amen. He's going to be turning 31 next week.
All right.
Strong and healthy. Amen. God doesn't just do anything halfway. He does it, completes what he does. Awesome. God's awesome, isn't he? Amen. He's a mighty God tonight. He is a wonderful God. So let your confession line up with the word. Let your words agree with God's word. Amen. God will speak to you and tell you exactly what you need to do. He told us, don't fear the surgery. So whatever the devil is telling you tonight that you need to fear, God's telling you tonight that he has the answer and that he's right in the middle of your circumstances. He's right in the middle of your situation. He knows all about it. And he's already got a way. He's already got a plan. He's already working on your behalf. Amen. And he'll not fail you. Praise God. Give him a hand clap of praise tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He's mighty. He's awesome. He's wonderful. He's glorious. Hallelujah. And Ish, if you will, go ahead and give that testimony up. I've got a testimony to show y'all of a woman that was healed of 80 diseases. Amen. He's good.
Where's she at? You got healed online? Watching online? What do you mean you got healed online?
I got healed online.
From what?
I had a stroke. I used to be a professional pianist and used to play in healing meetings like this.
Okay. And you were watching online from where?
Sir, from Farmers Branch in Dallas, Texas, which is about 45 minutes to an hour away.
Okay.
And I asked the angels to get us here. I said, husband, we have to go. My husband, Breck,
right,
we
here's
have
your
to
husband?
Go.
Okay, so you...
And then on the way, you called for shingles?
Yeah.
My husband has shingles.
Okay, but I'm talking about you.
Me?
Yeah, you.
Me.
Talk to me, what happened?
I could start feeling my fingers again. They're starting to work. Like this. Like this. Like this. All over the place.
Come on. Your name is...
So this vibrating, this shaking, tell me what this is, these tremors. What caused this?
Hashimoto's thyroiditis.
Hashimoto.
And it's she has over 80 illnesses and
stuff. Over 80
thyroid
illnesses that caused by what?
Bad thyroid.
A bad thyroid. Mm-hmm. That's your body temperature. That's connected to your thymus gland, correct? Your thymus?
And I almost died last week.
Yeah.
And I've died three more times this week because my blood pressure won't stay high.
No. You came all this way.
I came all this way. Yes, yes. I can feel my toes.
You can feel your toes.
Come on! What's the matter with this group? What's the matter?
Your name is higher.
Come on!
Move the chair. Move the chair.
She's getting steady.
Come on.
Respecter of persons tonight. Amen. He is a great God. He doesn't lose his power. Amen. Hallelujah. Every promise in the Word of God is for you tonight. Glory to God. So we're going to reach out our faith this week, aren't we? We're going to stretch out our faith for God. Amen. Because what God did right there, it's his will and his desire and his plan to do for each and every child of his. If you're born again tonight, you're his child. The promises belong to you. So we've got to start confessing and we've got to start speaking forth what God's word says belongs to us. Amen. And we've got to have a tenacity. We can't let go of it. No matter how hard it gets, no matter how it looks, no matter what anybody says to us. You know, when you start believing God for something, the devil's going to send by anybody he can to put a negative thought in your mind. Amen. He's going to bring something to you. It might even be somebody that's living for God, and they don't realize that they're being used like that to bring discouragement. Amen. So I want you to be encouraged tonight. No matter who says what, no matter what's going on, the word of God is greater and God is bigger than your circumstance. Amen. Amen. So if you have to even just say that over and over this week concerning whatever your situation is, my God is bigger and my God is greater, and the word of God is greater than this circumstance. Give him another hand clap tonight. Ashley, you can come.